Hi everybody, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Hey You series with Petinduru, a place I get to share my stories, my thoughts, and my mind. So it's been hectic as you all know, but you know, God has been so good. You know, God has been good. So today I came to share with you a few tips about business. I get so many messages from people asking me business-related questions, and believe me, I'm not an expert. But I will share today with you three things I've learned in the seconds I've been in business. For those that don't know, I have, I don't want to call it a business. It's now a, sort of like a home for a lot of things called Royal Deity. And it was founded in 2017. For those that want to know more, just go on our social media pages on YouTube, Royal Deity, on Facebook, Royal Deity, on Instagram, Royal Deity. So without wasting time, our topic today is, hey you, let's talk business. Let's just go straight into it. Point number one, as a business person or just a person in general, go straight to the point. I hope you're just listening. Hey you, wherever you are, go straight to the point. You only have 30 seconds to get a person's attention, be it a customer, be it a supplier, be it a partner, a business connection, or a friend. Or for those, if you are a guy, to get that lady that you want. I'm just, you know, everything is kind of connected to business. Yes, go straight to the point. There's something what people call elevator pitch. This, you go and Google it. Yes, go and Google it. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, instead of you going round and round when you talk to someone, just go straight to the point. That first message you send to a person will determine if he or she will reply you or not. Yes, that greeting you will do at first will determine if I will listen to you for the next 30 minutes or not. I will give an example. Someone messaged me, a friend of a friend, on WhatsApp recently and said, would you want to start an online business? And I was like, tell me more. And she went on to say, are you free on this time? Want to have a 30 minutes online, you know, I think talking or so with you, and I will share, which is all good. But the truth is, I don't have 30 minutes these days. I'm super busy. So I told her, just type in brief, yeah? I'll read when I'm free. She went on to say, are you able to go on YouTube without typing that on YouTube for 20 minutes. By then, I was already done with the conversation because I don't have the 20 minutes. I don't have time to go on YouTube. In this case, I was actually very patient with her, which most people which are in business, they don't have that patience. You could say that, you know, you just type, I already know. They don't. So I'll just tell you, hey you, go straight to the point. Point number two is so dear to my heart. Point number two is, nothing is free. You have to work hard. This one is so dear to my heart, guys, because a lot of you message me on this one. The truth is, most of us know the destination we want to get in business, but we don't want to work. You see a business going well and think, oh my, I want that business. But instead of you putting effort to do research, Google and YouTube, you think, oh, let me just send a message to Petty so that she can tell me everything about it. Or let me DM her so that I can join her company. Oh, this one, yo, guys. Most of the times, if someone don't say yes, you guys, you are offended. It's okay, guys. You want to learn. I understand. But somehow, you are being unfair. That person probably spent 5 years trying to build that. Researching, doing hard work, falling, rising, etc. And you just want to come in one day and get all the information or the glory of being associated with that brand. Don't know, Shanda na Petty. Guys, come on. You know, this takes me to this YouTube series I am watching called Pink and Purple. It's called Pink and Purple. Check it out. It's a Zimbabwean YouTube show which is called Pink and Purple, and they bring in guests. And the marketing manager at ZITF was being interviewed, and she said something that I think is very true. She said most young people of today, they don't want to work they don't want to do the hard work. We want shortcuts. They see someone on social media, you know, all these people with the nice cars and the big house and the iPhone, and they think it was just like that, you know, just like. They don't believe success is a process, not an event. So hey, you listening, get your hands dirty, work hard. Instead of DMing Oprah, let Google and YouTube videos be your best friend. Attend events with the business people. You want money to start that business? Say I don't have money. So why don't you just look for a job to become a house girl? Or some people call them helpers. And raise that money. You see, you don't want to be a house girl or a helper. You don't want to get your hands dirty, but you want the glory. A friend of mine doing well in business used to work at a printing company on holidays. You know, I just went there telling them without any pay. I don't want any pay. I just want to learn. She was working there. You know, that's something you can do. You can actually just go say, I'm on holiday. I'm a form 4. I'm a form 6. I'm a form 1. No, probably form 1. Maybe form 3 when you're a little bit older. You go there and volunteer just to at the next, you know, the shop. Just say, I'll just sweep around. You will be learning about business. So hey, you know, nothing is free. You have to work. Number 3, okay, you can never make it alone. This is also so dear to my heart, because I don't know where I'll be if it had not been for the amazing people that is surrounding me. The problem with most people is we don't want to trust another person with our business ideas. Mostly we don't want to trust strangers, which is okay. I understand. Hey, I know the world is cruel. Some people are not so nice. They can actually steal your idea. There are people like that. But so what if they steal your idea? You have to take the risk. We win some in business and we lose some. No, it's okay. Either way, we keep rising. You have to be able to tell another stranger your vision. You know, a stranger you feel can help you with skills or knowledge. To tell the truth, my family, what I can say is my family is not really like talented in business related things. So when I started my company, I had no option. I had no option but to trust someone with my vision. I had to trust a lot of strangers for me to move from point A to point B. This is where you also need to pray, rooted in God, to be such. I think for me, I think it's so, if you're a business person and you are also a believer of Christ, it makes it so easier. And you know, God is a good God. I don't know how to actually explain it, because God has played a huge role in my life. Pray and believe God. Believe He will send you the perfect people to help you. I remember telling the lady who helps me with food and catering at Royal Deity, my Stanley, about my ideas a few years back over the phone. We had never met in real life, but I felt she could help me. And she said, all she said was, let's do it. We were total strangers. And I remember at that time, I didn't have much money, and she couldn't get into town to do the meetings. So she would go an extra mile of sending me her own money so that I can go and meet with her wherever, at her home sometimes or any place. And we could that trust of sending someone your money, whom You don't know. For me, that was such a something that I always cherish in my heart. So, and now, 2 or so years later, she's now my mother, my sister. I come up with advice and she will advise me where she can. We take a lot on other also non-business things and assist each other. We are family, not only with her, but many strangers I work with. So hey, you can never ever make it alone. Look for a mentor, look for a friend, look for someone who can help you, and just know that, you know, and just believe in your idea. So I think I've talked a lot, but this is what I just wanted to share with you on Let's Talk Business. I'll be putting more business content, and I just hope they help you. And yeah, so that's all from me. Hey, you, see you soon.